Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray. This is Kilo Foxtrot 0, Uniform Alpha X-ray. Are you listening?
Alex here, thank you for coming back. I'm working on my antenna setup and just seeing what type of reception and transmission I'm getting.
I can hear you loud and clear. What type of setup do you have?
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, and where's your location?
I can hear you all the way out here in Denver, Colorado.
Coming back to me. Can you repeat your location one more time, please?
I'm out in Denver, Colorado.
Whoa! What's that call sign again?
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Uniform Alpha X-ray.
Let me get it right. Kilo Foxtrot, I missed the next letter, Uniform Alpha X-ray.
That's correct. Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Uniform Alpha X-ray.
Nice. Brantley, is this you?
That's right. How surprised for that?
Too much. Oh, my gosh. All right. Tell me the story. Fill me in.
So I was going to surprise you. I got my technician license. I'm on an Echolink on the Greenville Caesars Head repeater.
Wow. You studied and took your test in a day. That's impressive.
No, it's taken me a few weeks. I was just pretending when you were texting me all the information that I wasn't interested in. I actually got my license last week.
That's too funny. All right, so are you working off your laptop or off your little HT or off your cell phone? How are you transmitting?
I have Echolink set up on my PC and on my phone. Both of them let me connect to this repeater. I can't connect to the Mount Mitchell repeater, though. Yesterday, I logged in to see if I could catch you logging in during the net check-in. But I think you're on the Mount Mitchell repeater, and I can only get in with Echolink for this repeater.
Copy that. I do know when they do the net check-ins, they have intervals where they pause to get the Echolinks in. I don't know exactly how that works, but I know that they have a pause for Echolinks call-in. I think it takes longer to get confirmation, maybe 10 seconds, the echo coming in and then confirmation. So it's takes a little bit longer than the standard radio transmission from what I'm learning, listening. But that's impressive. So did you say you're on your HT or you're on your cell phone or on your laptop?
I have it downloaded on my PC. So it's just a program on my computer right now. And I've actually called in a few times to see if you're listening, and when you sent the photos of your new antenna on the group text, I knew you had to be also checking in, so I sent another call out on the repeater, and this time I got you.
Gosh, man, that makes my day, I got to tell you. Yeah, you saw the information I sent on the antenna. I've been using a mag mount with a pie plate, and I went to one of the local club meetings this week and was learning about how that works, and it's pretty much simple math. I mean, you want your wavelength as your antenna, but you can't easily have an 80-foot antenna. So you start using multiples, either half or 5/8 or a quarter or something like that, and that lets it maximize what you've got. So I found some stuff. Literally, I had a metal sign that was an old tree farm sign from Springwater down in Mississippi, pine tree plantation days, and it was a good size, and it's actually aluminum, so I took a smaller piece of metal that's about 8 or 9 inches around and secured it to that so that it served as the ground for my mag mount, but then the larger aluminum plate served as a reflector, ground plate, pie plate for the mag mount. So that's amazing that I'm talking to you in Denver and I'm in Greenville, and we're on VHS on pretty starter unit equipment. I mean, you've got your HT, and then you've got your laptop. So that's pretty amazing, KR4BLX.
Yeah, I mean, technically you're just talking to the repeater in Greenville, and I'm logged in via Echolink. So I'm in Denver via internet connection, but your signal is just going to the repeater. We'd have to get some, high frequency signals to actually communicate directly between Denver and Greenland.
You set me up for a surprise. I tell you, I was sitting here in my ham shack little place and just kind of working on it, cleaning it up, organizing it, trying to make some order out of this mess. And it's funny, you sounded familiar when you came in, but I thought, I don't recognize who this is. Let me bring you back in again. And when you told me you're from Denver, that's just too crazy. Yeah, that's awesome. I figured you'd go EchoLink because you're so tech savvy.
So maybe you get a chance, tell Russell to log into the Greenville Studio Head repeater and we'll see if we can get them by surprise as well.
Have you tried the 146640 repeater closer to Hendersonville? Russell and I can communicate on that one pretty well sometimes too.
If I can get the repeater station code, I can check on EchoLink. It doesn't actually have the frequencies in EchoLink.
I chat GPT a lot of that stuff because it tells you exactly what it is. I've got it in my book here somewhere. I can find it. Let's see. I think the offset's going to be -600. That's pretty standard. That means if it's transmitting out on 146640, it's receiving at 600 kilohertz below that. So I don't know what that is, but that'd be, I don't know, something. 145. No. 146040, I guess. And then there's a couple of other things that are part of it, and I've got to look at that. I have to look it up. I'm still learning how it works, but I'll see what I've got, and I'll let you know here in a second. I've got dual band monitoring, so I'm going to set my other band on 146640, and if you're able to get in on the I think they call that the Bear Wallow repeater, I can pick it up if you can call in on that one. I'll see what I can do for those to fine tune the requirements for that repeater.
Okay, I'll check the repeater. For EchoLink, I actually don't plug in any frequencies or any offset, at least not that I've seen so far. I just find the repeater in the list, and then I log into the repeater, and then it will transmit from that repeater in the respective frequencies. So I'll check out the Bear Wallow repeater, see if I can find that one. There's a few thousand, and then we'll go from there. Fox Foxtrot Zero, Uniform Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, Alexa, I'm standby.